Today I would like you to turn in your Bible, please, to John chapter 19. John chapter 19. And let's begin reading in John 19, verse 28. And after this, Jesus, knowing that all things were now accomplished, that the Scriptures might be fulfilled, said, I thirst. Now there was set a vessel of vinegar, and they filled a sponge with vinegar, and put it upon hyssop, and put it to his mouth. When Jesus therefore had received the vinegar, he said, it is finished. And he bowed his head and gave up the ghost. Now, the phrase I want to look at and study this morning is the phrase, it is finished. Now, these are the last words of the Lord Jesus Christ as he hung upon Calvary's tree, dying for the sins of his people. Keep this in mind. Never view the cross of Christ as a tragedy. It's not a tragedy, it's triumph. These are not the words of a helpless victim. They're the words of a jubilant victor. This is a plain declaration of fact that all for which he came to do was accomplished. It was done. He said, it is finished. All that was needed to reveal the full character of God had now been accomplished. All that was required by the law before sinners could be saved had now been performed. All that was demanded by holy justice to pay the ransom price had been paid in full. The great eternal purpose of God has been fully accomplished in time. That which God purposed in eternity, he fully accomplished in time. In the fullness of time, God sent forth his Son. We read in Galatians 4:4. God sent forth his Son, made of a woman, made under the law to redeem them that were under the law. Now, I want to ask this question this morning on this statement, it is finished. What was finished? What was accomplished? And hopefully, we can answer this according to the Scripture. What was finished? Well, several things. The first one is this. The fulfillment of all prophecies concerning the Messiah, concerning the Lord Jesus Christ, all types and pictures written of throughout the Old Testament were all fulfilled in Christ crucified. We read in this scripture here in John 19, verse 28, Jesus, knowing that all things were now accomplished, that the Scriptures might be fulfilled. The Lord Jesus died for our sins according to the Scriptures. Centuries before he actually came into this world, the Holy Spirit declared through the prophets all the details concerning his birth, his suffering, his death. One by one, all were fulfilled to the very letter of Holy Scripture, from Genesis clear through to Malachi. Everything that was written concerning the coming Messiah, he fulfilled. It was written in Isaiah 7:14 that the Messiah would be born of a virgin, and he was. It was written that he should be the son of David, and he was. It was written he should be born in Bethlehem, and he was. It was written in Isaiah 53 that his person would be despised and rejected. He came into his own, and his own received him not. It was written of him in Isaiah again being led as a lamb to the slaughter, and he was. Betrayed of a friend, forsaken by disciples, crucified between two thieves, numbered with transgressors, the piercing of his hands, his feet, his side, the mocking of the crowd. All these were written throughout the Old Testament, and the Lord Jesus Christ fulfilled all things concerning him. The imputing of our sin upon him. He bare our sin in his own body. When our Master saw the fulfilling of all things that were written of him, he said, it is finished. All the prophecy types and pictures of the Old Testament, he said, they're finished. Secondly, what was finished? Well, the end of his sufferings. Truly, he was a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. Who can calculate the weight of his sorrow? Not only the physical and mental anguish, but also his soul agony when our sins were laid upon him. He suffered at the hands of men, yes. He suffered at the hands of Satan, yes. But my friend, never forget, it pleased God to bruise him in our room and in our stead. He suffered at the hands of God. He experienced the storm of God's wrath against our sin. the wrath of God, justice, fell upon him as the designated sin offering. But now his sufferings are ended. The Lord had bruised him. The storm of his wrath is spent. Justice is satisfied. The sin debt is fully paid. And the scriptures are fulfilled. And now he enters into glory. Never again to suffer. Never again to be forsaken of God. Never again to taste death. He said, "It is finished." What's finished? All prophecy concerning him. His sufferings are finished. Thirdly, we see this. What was finished? The goal of his coming and incarnation. Our Lord spoke often of the work that the Father had given him to do. He says in John 5, if you want to read this, John 5, verse 36. Turn over there and let's read this together. He said, "I have greater witness than that of John, for the works which the Father hath given me to finish, the same works that I do, bear witness of me that the Father hath sent me." He said in John chapter 17, "I finished the work the Father gave me to do." The mission of mercy that was entrusted to the surety of the covenant, the Lord Jesus Christ, has been accomplished perfectly, effectually, and eternally. This is a faithful saying and worthy of all acceptation that the Lord Jesus Christ came to save sinners, and my friend, he didn't fail. He came to seek and to save his own people from their sin, and at Calvary, that was accomplished. Isaiah said, "The pleasure of the Lord shall prosper in his hand." That which God had eternally planned fully came to pass. Him being delivered by the determinate counsel and foreknowledge of God, he completed the work God gave him to do. Something else we see. What was finished? This is what he said on the cross. It is finished. What's finished? Fourthly, we see this. Accomplishment of atonement. We read in 1 John 3, 5, "He was manifested to take away our sin, and in him is no sin." Sinners could only be saved by one taking their place and bearing their iniquity. And this is what the Apostle John said. "Here in his love, not that we love God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be our propitiation, our sacrifice in our room and in our stead." The demands of God's holy justice must be met. The debt we owed must be paid. And on the cross, this was done and done perfectly and done for all of God's elect. Atonement, sacrifice, payment for sin. A covering from sin and shame, typical of the coats of skin that God provided for Adam and Eve. This was provided in Christ crucified. A more excellent sacrifice, typified by Abel's lamb, has now been offered. John the Baptist said, "Behold the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of God's people." A cure from the serpent's bite was now ready to be offered up. He said to Nicodemus in John chapter 3, "As Moses lifted up the serpent, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up." The life-giving fountain was open, typical of Moses striking the rock. The Lord Jesus Christ is a water of life. In the original language, where it says, "It is finished," in the original language, it's one word. In other scriptures, this same word is rendered in Matthew 11, 1, it's rendered "made an end." In Matthew 17, 24, the word is rendered "paid." In Luke 2, 39, the word is rendered "performed." In Luke 18, 31, the word is rendered "accomplished." The same word. The same word. When our Lord said, "It is finished" on the cross, he was saying sin was made an end of. He appeared once in the end of the age to put away sin by the sacrifice of himself. He's saying the price of redemption was fully paid. We're redeemed not with corruptible things as silver and gold, but with the precious blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. What he performed satisfied God's law when sin was put away. What he performed there at Calvary when he said "it is finished" satisfied God's offended law and justice. And what he accomplished was completed. It's finished. The accomplishment of thine iniquities is completed. God has given us at least fourfold proof that the work the Lord Jesus Christ was given to accomplish at Calvary was accepted and completed and sufficient. At least four proofs were given that what Christ had done is accepted. Let me give them to you. The veil of the temple was rent from top to bottom. The raising of Christ from the dead signified that what he did was accepted. The exaltation to the Father's right hand, when he had by himself purged our sin, he sat down at God's right hand. And the sending of the Holy Spirit to make application to the sinner's heart of what the Lord Jesus Christ has accomplished. Now, you see what he's saying here when he says it is finished? Accomplishment of atonement. Something else. What was finished? The end of our sin. We read in Isaiah 53, verse 6, that God laid on him the iniquity of all we like sheep. If God laid my iniquities on Christ, then they're no longer upon me. If the Lord Jesus Christ bare my sin in his own body, then they're no longer upon the believer. There is sin in the believer. Now listen to me carefully. This will be a blessing to you. There is sin in the believer. We're sinful by nature, by practice, and by birth. We have a sinful nature, but to the believer, there's no sin on him. Everyone outside of Christ is under the sentence of just condemnation. The soul that doesn't believe, the wrath of God abides on him. But when we believe by God's grace, and when we receive and repent and receive the Lord Jesus Christ by God's mercy and grace, we're no longer under condemnation. Under judgment. Yes, there's sin in us, but we're no longer under the condemnation. There's no longer sin on us. We read in Romans 8:1, there is therefore now no condemnation to those who are in the Lord Jesus Christ. The guilt and penalty of sin is no longer upon the believer because the Lord Jesus Christ took my guilt and condemnation and the penalty of my sin to himself and set the believer free. What was accomplished when he said, it is finished? Well, what was finished? Let me give you this. The fulfillment of the law. We read in Scripture, the law is holy, the commandment holy, just, and good. How can the law be anything less than holy, just, and good? God gave it. The fault lay not in the law, but in us, who are totally, because of our sin, totally depraved and unable to keep God's law. There's nothing wrong with God's law. The problem is with this sinful nature that we have. Our Lord came in the flesh to honor His own law. He said, I didn't come to destroy the law, in Matthew 5:17. He said, I came to fulfill it. He not only kept the precepts of the law, but He also satisfied all the penalty of the law. He endured its curse. The Lord Jesus Christ satisfied His own law for us. Paul wrote this to the Galatians. He's redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us. He wrote to the Romans, Christ is the end of the law for righteousness to everyone that believeth. Again, we read in Romans 6:14 that we're not under the law, but under grace. This is good news. The Lord Jesus Christ came to fulfill the law, all of its precepts and all of its penalty. What is finished? In closing, let me give you this. Destruction of Satan's power. That's when he said, it is finished. What was finished? The destruction of Satan's power. Satan, by the believer, should be treated as a defeated enemy. He was defeated by Christ at Calvary. The woman's seed crushed the serpent's head, crushed his dominion, and crushed his power. Once we walked according to the prince of the power of the air, but now it's God which worketh in us both to will and to do of His good pleasure. Now you see what's all involved in this phrase when the Lord, dying upon Calvary, said, it is finished. All things were accomplished. Sin put away. Suffering ended. Atonement made. The law honored. Satan's power destroyed. It's finished. Now, in closing, do you believe it? Or are you trying to add something of your own merit, your own works, to His perfect atonement to secure God's favor? God is satisfied with the Lord Jesus Christ. He said, "This is my beloved Son in whom I'm well pleased. Hear him." God is well pleased and satisfied with the Lord Jesus Christ and his redemptive work, his high priestly work. How about you? Do you believe him when he said, "Salvation is finished, righteousness is finished, redemption is finished, redeemed by the blood of Christ"? Well, I pray that you believe the gospel. And if you don't, I pray that God will give you grace to believe the gospel and to trust him.